The song touches on liberation, seeking freedom. Talk a little bit about that.
The song is kind of all over the map, and it's but in essence, it's about liberation. Yeah, I kind of started it one night when I was walking around Athens, Georgia at 2 a.m. and I'd driven about 14 hours that day, and there were kids all over the place, and it was a beautiful night, and I was just looking for some food, and I don't know, just the vibe, the way they were, and I was thinking about how I could get very envious of that youth and jealous of their activism and how they were able to function that way. Sometimes instead of the better part of me doesn't win out, and I go to that instead of going to the better part of me, which is like, I'm so glad these people are here so they can help us carry the torch. And isn't this energy amazing? And what can I learn? And instead I just go to the place where I'm like, oh, my legs hurt and I'm old and, you know, I'm this aging punk rock country person trying to go out and do this solo stuff and driving a van around all day. And it was a weird juxtaposition. And I was like, I need to feel free of that. You know, I need to listen.
Amen.
I need to listen to my elders and all the people that have taught me that there is no sense in dwelling on that kind of stuff. And the song, I'm looking at my elders from Michigan Women's Fest and what they've taught me. And I'm looking at the kids and what they've taught me. And I'm looking at my partner and how she just sticks through everything with me, no matter how, what a drag it is to kind of go through this stuff with each other, you know, with me in particular. And it's about just freeing yourself of all that. And in the end saying, you know, let people have their thing and do their thing, because that makes the world a better place. And you can express yourself the way you express yourself, and they can do it the way they do it. And don't be that old biddy that is like complaining about, you know, the way kids do activism, because I don't agree with that. I mean, I think the activism of youth is like incredible, and what we need and what we can learn from. And so I don't even know why I go to that place sometimes. And it's rare. It's just that when I started writing the song, I was just tired, you know, and the girl at the front desk that checked us into the hotel was like 20 years old and like really like bubbly. And I was really tired, and all the guys were just really tired and in my band. And she was like being kind of silly with me and even patronizing a little bit. Like I'm an old person, you know, like,
oh, that existed. And she didn't ma'am you, did she?
She did this thing. I can't remember what it was, but my guitar player, Jeff, leaned down and he goes, ma'am, to the front desk lady. He goes, you know, this isn't her first rodeo, right? Cause she was being really condescending or something. And I was like, thank you, Jeff, you know, but anyway, that's a long story, but that's kind of where it came from.
I love it.